Welcome into the Siouxland Sports Insider Recruiting Podcast, presented by Primetime Steak and Chop House, located over in Hinton. They're going to have a great Easter brunch this coming weekend. Make sure you check that out and tell Luke Howell that Marty Millard and Mitch McCumber sent you over. Great restaurant. Man, I had a steak there about a month ago, and it was, I can still taste it, so I know I'm going back. So we appreciate their sponsorship of our recruiting podcast and look forward to continuing to work with them. I'll welcome in my partner here, Mitch McCumber, Siouxland Sports Insider with me. And Mitch, today we're fortunate enough to have what I think to be one of the strongest football prospects here in the Siouxland area and probably throughout the state in Sioux City North senior Dayton Harrell. And Dayton, welcome in, my man.
Thank you.
How are you doing? And get ready to enjoy a little bit of a break, huh?
Yeah, just a little bit of a break from sports needed. Body needs to wrestle up a little bit, so.
Yep.
Well, and in Dayton, you know, we talk about it, and, you know, Marty's talked about it before, too, is being a four-sport athlete. Like you get this little bit of time off. You're going to get into your midway through into the track season, into baseball, and then right back into football again. So we appreciate you taking some time off here. And, you know, this being a recruiting podcast, I'll kind of get the ball rolling here in football. Are there any schools that you're drawing interest from as of right now, whether it be, a smaller NAIA like Morningside or any Division I offers?
I have not got any offers yet, but I have a lot of Junior Day invites. I've had Wayne State contact me for a Junior Day invite. I go to SDSU April 14th. And then I just went to a Briarcliff spring practice a few nights ago. So I've had a lot of schools reach out. I also have had Sioux Falls and a few other D2 schools reach out to me.
And I can say, too, with that, with my work through Prep Red Zone Network, Prep Red Zone Iowa, I've had Colorado State, Utah State, and Wyoming with some overtures as far as their interest in Dayton, too, Mitch. So a lot of folks out there know who he is. A lot of schools, I'm being told, at all these different camps that I go to, they're late getting the film because the transfer portal is so backed up. But they're getting there now, and, they're about a 30-day window behind where they normally would be at this time. But Dayton's a kid here that, I'm going to let you tell the story, but at the end of the day, this is what he's done so far. You talk about improving in an off season. He was named the Prep Red Zone Prospect Tour MVP over in Council Bluffs in early January. And then most recently, Seneca Wallace had a camp with his coaches who were D1 coaches that had played at Texas, TCU, Tennessee, all over the map. And Dayton took home MVP honors there. Over 170 kids participated. And, just making a good name for himself, for Sioux City North, putting them on the map. And what's that meant to you so far, Dayton?
It just shows me how far I've come. I've worked so hard for the game. I love the game. I'm really passionate about it. Camps are just helping me improve my game to be where I can be and get to the level that I should be at by the next level. Go ahead, Mitch.
Talking about the knowledge you've gained from the two camps, has there been anything after a camp where, you know, you go against a little bit probably more talented skill position players than you would, you know, in a normal Friday night? Is there anything that you've done in those two camps where you've critiqued your game? Maybe you need the defensive side, you need to move your hips a little bit better or anything like that. Is there anything that you've taken away to become a better athlete on both sides of the ball for football in those two camps?
Technique, a lot of technique work. One of the coaches at that Seneca Wallace camp was trying to help me with my hand placement and when not to be physical, and if I'm being physical, how to not be as physical, act like I'm being physical, but make sure I keep the guy in front of me and do the best that I can.
Yeah, to avoid penalties and everything like that. And I think that's a huge thing, too, is we talk about these camps, Marty, and, you know, we have a Prep Red Zone camp coming up down in Council Bluffs again.
Yep.
And anyone can attend, just get those things
do.
Into.
Yeah, go ahead, check out PrepRedZone.com. Find the state of Iowa and build your own profile on there, and registration information is on there. Thanks for pointing it out, man.
But and you know, talking about that, you get those, you know, Division I players and Division I coaches in there. They're able to give a lot more insight to the game than some high school coaches. And I'm not taking anything away from the high school coaches we have around here, but just their involvement and, you know, what they've seen, what they've done in the game. You know, being like you are, Dayton, and just being a sponge and being able to absorb all that, you know, you can tell your progression, you know, just in from your later in your junior season into what it's going to progress into your senior year. And it's just, it's a huge, huge help to have. And it's kind of, you know, it's in our own backyard for most of the camps. You know, Council Bluffs isn't too far away. And for kids to be able to get that sort of knowledge is a huge, huge help going into their, you know, junior or senior year into high school.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, just a few things from my perspective, Dayton. I watched closely at these events that you have taken part in. And you have people's attention because, one, they see your skill set right away, and they know you're extremely coachable, and you know, they feed you that information, and then you, being the student athlete that you are, you're taking that information and transferring it to the field of play. So,
yeah.
And you, what's your mindset when you go to these camps? You want to be coached up? What's your feedback?
I'm a really coachable kid. I think I always try to. When somebody, a coach is trying to explain something to me, I'm always asking questions. I always want to get better, and I just look at the small things that I need to fix to get better. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, like, I'm not opening my hips fast enough. Sometimes I'm not staying low enough to the ground when I'm in my back pedal. Maybe I'm raising my pads too high. Maybe I'm too low in my back pedal. It just, the little things is what matters.
Yep, exactly. As a senior leader, you've led a lot of the I went and watched. You led an off-season workout with your Sioux City North teammates inside the gym. How is that? I mean, just seeing that motivated me because you're showing senior leadership. How's that help establish? I mean, you have a lot of team goals coming up this fall.
Yeah.
How's that help establish your culture there as a team?
We're trying to change the culture of North. North has always been the lower school compared to the other city schools. Haven't had winning seasons, but coming off these back-to-back winning seasons, me and the other seniors know what needs to happen. Mm-hmm. It's not just me that's taken lead in these off-season workouts. We still have our coach there helping us lead workouts, but we also have these other seniors on our player committee like Braden McLean, Zach Hesse, Noah Chartier, Parker Fergan, just other guys at each position that are there to help coach up the younger kids and
they do make a good
our
job.
Make our team better. And we all of us seniors have one goal, and we're trying to pass that one goal down to every level that we're at. And it's going all the way from our sophomores right now to soon-to-be juniors, all the way down to our eighth graders that are going to be freshmen. So we're just trying to get everybody ready and prepared to the culture that we're trying to bring up here at North.
Sure. When you talk about, like, leading a camp to what I know you're – going in from your junior to your senior year, you take more of a leadership role on the defensive side of the ball and be more of the, not necessarily even a play caller, but just like the anchor of the defense where any of these, you know, younger guys come up to you and need advice since you've, you know, gotten out and, you know, exposed yourself to these camps and worked on your craft throughout the off season. Is that kind of a stepping stone that you'd like to have to be like more of the captain of the defense for this year?
Yeah. Between me and Braden McLean, I think we will handle the captain side of our defense. Two really good players, I think. I really like helping our younger guys. It's not even just our younger guys. I've had guys like Henry Yeager, really good safety on the other side from me. He's always asking me questions like on what he can fix here and there and his man coverage and his zone coverage. It doesn't matter what level my guys are at, I'm always going to help them whenever they need it.
A proven leader, like that a lot.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, just talk a little about your head coach, Mitch Moore, who I'm really impressed with. He's done a great job kind of bringing this North High program back. You guys have a lot of buy-in, starting at the lower grade levels and then all the way up to you guys, which, like you say, are kind of showing the way. But what's been the importance of Coach Moore and him putting together what I think is a pretty darn good coaching staff?
I think what's helped is he knows our coaching staff pretty well. He's they always hang out, they're always talking, they're always finding ways to how we can improve our practices, our games, just everything, help improve everything. And I think what's helping us come up and be better than what North used to be is that he's starting with us young. He starts with us as an eighth grader. He comes, talks to us, tries to get us into workouts. He starts getting us in the gym at eighth grade. Him and when Coach Bender was there, they got my grade in there in this when we were in seventh grade. So we were going up to the high school in the morning, going to lift in the morning, and then we'd walk down to middle school and go to school for the day. And I think that's what's helping build the program up is with him starting us when we're in seventh, eighth grade.
Right.
And it's just really helped. Everybody's getting stuff clicking, and it helps with our middle school coaches that are trying to take plays that we have at the high school level and put them down in the middle school level, so now they're learning our plays and our schemes, what we want to try to do.
Right.
And it helps that we've had little kids camp last week and again this week. I think that's also helping them. Last night we were working on our defense with the middle school kids on our pursuit drill,
mm-hmm.
Where you just run to the ball, make sure you get there, we break it down, and everybody just knows what they're doing.
Yeah, teaching the fundamentals and teaching kind of the healthy habits that you have in high school at a young age is only going to develop and make the classes past and after you better. You know, we talk about your athletic paralysis, but, you know, there's a two-part of a student-athlete, and the first part is student. When you go to pick out the school that you have, a lot of times people will justify it as what major you like. Are you picked out a major that you want to do? Is it kind of like leading in your decision making on what college you pick, or has that had no effect so far?
It doesn't really have an effect yet, but I'm thinking about going into the business major, or I want to be like a athletic trainer kind of type thing, because like I want to just help kids. I want to be able to help kids, coach kids up, and like business wise, like I know there's one school that I would for sure go to if I want to go into business is USD. I was working up with Carson Camp there before he transferred. Me and Carson Strobe, and we'd go up to Vermillion. We'd go into the dome. Carson would do a workout with them, and I'd go catch for Carson. And our other my junior quarterback, Dylan Byer, he'd also go up there with us. And I fell in love with USD because of that.
Yeah, and having, I know people talk about, oh, they got to have a good football program for me to go for football, but having that major that coincides with also being a good football program, because USD's had a good football program, and they play in the dome, and they got a great atmosphere up there. They coincide one and one, because if you're not happy in the classroom, it's going to show on the football field and vice versa. So that's obviously a big reason to pick a school. So, you know, everyone, the business major is so broad, but you having, like you said, an emphasis in sports management, or, you know, even helping out in the athletic field with you being a four-sport athlete, you don't want to let the sports go too soon.
Yeah.
Me and Marty alone haven't let the sports go yet, so yeah. It's definitely a demanding business and be a good career for you for the foreseeable future. So
yeah.
Absolutely. And just kind of as we wrap up here, I know you're in track now. Baseball is coming around the bend here real quick. And, you know, then after baseball season closes and even during baseball season, you know, I'm sure you'll be working on your football game as well. So
yeah.
What are some things you want to improve on this summer prior to getting to fall camp?
Just getting bigger, to be honest. Yeah. Just getting in the weight room. We have morning lifts, and then when summer starts, we're going to have morning lifts. Our girls are going to have it first, and then our boys. And then that gives us time. Baseball-wise, I'll go to morning lift. And then if we have football that day, if we have skills, I'll go to skills. And then I'll go to baseball. And my baseball coach is really flexible with it. He knows how much That's I good. Love the game of football
yeah.
and how much I really want to go – how bad I really want to go to college to play football.
Right.
So he's really flexible on what I want to do with football. Like he told me last year at our end of the year meetings, like if there's any camps or visits or anything that I want to go on, just let him know.
Yeah.
And he will try to help me work around it.
That's
and
great.
I try to schedule things when I don't have games, like if it's a practice day, I try to schedule it during then. But other than that, it's just really just being in the weight room and trying to get bigger.
That's great how, you know, these coaches work together, Mitch, in these athletic departments, because it's what's in the best interest of the student athlete, you know. And they sounds like Norris got a good feel for that with Dayton Harrell here, and you know, I'm sure the other student athletes as well at North. That's really big as far as transparency.
Well, and you talk about growing a culture. That's step one into growing a culture, is to have like cohesiveness in between your coaching staffs. Is, you know, and you want a kid to go out for as many sports as possible to, yeah. to you know, because a certain aspect in track is going to help him out in football, a certain aspect in baseball is going to help him out in football, and, you know, basketball is going to help him out, different hand-eye coordination drills, different things yeah. like that. So you want these kids to keep competing for your school
yeah.
and, you know, giving them the opportunity, like Dayton said, like he has a, you know, we'd have a visit where he would go out during a practice, mm-hmm. go better yourself, you know, to where you can in college over a practice. And the coaches that are able to put, I don't want to say their egos, but put their, you know, self agendas aside for, mm-hmm. for one practice, let a kid go
yeah.
and get his dream school or his dream spot on a team. That's what helps build a culture. And that's what the coaching staffs and all aspects at North has been doing. And, you know, I think, you know, we talked about it a little bit off mic here. I think not only with the addition and growth of Dayton himself, but this North team is going to be pretty scary next year.
Yeah, I'm so excited for football season. For everybody out there listening, and, you know, North, and it's not just North, it's everybody. But I tell you what, I was exposed to one of the North off-season workouts in the gym. I was really impressed by how it was organized, and, you know, there was a lot of listening. There wasn't a lot of talking going on. So they were taking advantage of those teaching points there, and we're ready to go for football season. We're going to start now rolling out all kinds of different content leading up to kickoff here in August. So I'd like to, on behalf of Mitch McCumber, I'd like to thank Dayton and Ralph for coming in. Dayton, we certainly appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you. It's always a pleasure talking with you guys. So
yeah, thank enjoy. You. We'll be doing it again soon. And again, this segment, SSI Recruiting Podcast, presented by our good friends over in Hinton at Primetime Steak and Chop House. Happy Easter, everybody.